finding the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AM, FM, shortwave. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stadtmiller. It is, thank God, sunny down here in Central Texas. We've had so many rain clouds and overcast. I think half the population of Texas went on Prozac over the last couple of weeks. At any rate, it is Tuesday, the 30th of January, almost the end of the month here in 2007. Coming up, as usual on Tuesdays, is going to be my guest, Robert Chapman, with the International Forecaster. And I do believe, Mr. Producer, do I have Mr. Noel also joining us? I think we are, and that would be... Would somebody make sure of that? Do we have Mr. Robbie Noel joining us? Okay. All right. Great. A little short of help around here today, but no problems. By the way, being short over the last couple of days, new website's back up, ladies and gentlemen, republicbroadcasting.org. It should be there tomorrow, maximum 48 hours. And on that site, it'll have the direct links for the streaming audio. I will let you know what the audio streams are if you're ready to round, ready, right out there for the 32nd K stream, 216.240. I got to slow down, too much caffeine. 216.240.133.177:2005. 16 stream, same numbers, in case you didn't get them, I'll read them again. 216.240.133.177:2007. The 8 kilobit stream for you bandwidth challenge people that only have dial-up up there, we feel for you, but we're going to provide enough headroom in there that you won't get buffered into ad nauseum or infinity. And what does that mean? Speak into your microphone, Mr. Producer. Somebody might be hearing you outside of this broadcast studio, but I'm not. Okay. All right. Excuse me. You got to have the http://, and then the numbers. Okay. For the 8 kilobit stream, http://, 216.240.133.177:2009. If I went too fast, or you're having a bad shortwave day, or one of your AM and FM stations is not on the air, or if you're having problems, you're on the fringe of it out there, just give us a call here at 800-724-2719. One of the fine people here at the network will be helping you. And who's calling me on the phone when I forgot to shut off my cell phone? Well. As I do my broadcast here live, we'll be coming up on a break here in about 10 seconds, and whoever's on this phone, do not speak. I'll snag your call here in a second. I tell you what, let's go to break. We'll be back on the other side with my guest today, as usual on Tuesday, Mr. Robert Chapman, the International Forecaster. We'll be right back. Hello.
Many Bible prophecies written thousands of years ago have been fulfilled in the past 100 years, unknown by most people. Even Bible-reading Christians, major end-time prophecies are being fulfilled today, including the one-world government, the one-world religion, the 10-nation confederacy of Daniel and Revelation, the mark of the beast, or 666. Speculation abounds about these ancient prophecies and what they might mean today. Now, one of the most foremost scholars on geopolitics, Dr. Michael Kaufman, who has stopped the ratification of international treaties in the U.S. Senate, has just released a DVD called World Events and Prophecy. His DVD explains how these and other major prophecies are being fulfilled today. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy. It's only $20 plus shipping and handling at discerningtoday.org or call toll-free 877-271-7639. Don't be caught off guard. Order your copy of World Events and Prophecy at discerningtoday.org.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Soleil salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYwellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274. 866-497-0274.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
I'll tell you what, I'll take interruptions on air any time like that. Folks, we just picked up a 50,000-watt station in Memphis, Tennessee, WMQM, and Mark Dankoff will be going on there in mornings. And I had talked to, and this is really an irony, I picked up two radio stations today from what just transpired over the last 4 days at this network. Now, I said this the other day, if I live to be 100, now I've made it 53 years, I guess I've not seen or heard at all, but who would have thunk? I'm just flabbergasted. And one of our advertisers just dumped a $100,000 contract on us. Not dumped the $100,000 contract, just awarded us a $100,000 contract. So evidently there are people out there that understand that the message needs to continue. So I want to tell you something right now before I bring up Bob Chapman. I want to thank all of you people out there. And I mean out there. Thank God we didn't have everything electronic running in this place as far as internet and all that stuff goes, because we would have just been absolutely hammered. The internet numbers are coming back up to normal, and this is just after 2 days. So all of you have been out there. All of you have been loyal listeners to this network. We appreciate your listenage, is that a word, listening age, and your patronage, And we appreciate what you have done over the years for this network, and we will continue to bring you the best in programming. And one other note, and I'll just throw this out. You know, it seems when things are the darkest, all of a sudden the seas part, and I got a call from Hollywood. Apparently, executives from Westwood One that are no longer with Westwood One are looking for a network to rep, and they like what we are doing. They like our talk show lineup. They like our host. They like the message. And I'll tell you the reason why this is going on. I'll tell you the reason why it's going on, because you folks out there have been successful in disseminating information. You've been waking up in droves. As I just said earlier, it's always kind of like darkest before the dawn. Well, I think in Patriot Community or Patriot Radio or whatever you want to call it, Truth Radio, it doesn't matter, that the endeavors of so many people have been paying off. And what's happening right now, as we predicted 10 years ago, as that velvet glove is squeezed tighter and tighter and tighter, the more that will slip through their fingers. And apparently that's what's going on right now. So to all of you out there in Radio Land, whether you're listening on the Internet, you're listening by way on an AM-FM station, whether you're listening by shortwave, tin can attached to the outhouse in the backyard, who cares? Thank you all for your support of this network. And we will, how did they say it in the movie with Jack Nicholson when he's locked up in a crazy room? We will endeavor to pursue. That's right. All right, with all that out of the way, let's bring up my guest today. As usual on Tuesdays, from the International Forecaster, Mr. Robert Chapman. Good afternoon, Bob.
Well, good afternoon, and it's nice to be here again.
Well, Bob, I appreciate you taking your time out here on a busy Tuesdays and to enlighten the people, as only this network can do, about the situation here in America as far as the jobs go, as far as the U.S. economy goes, the U.S. markets. You, sir, if people are tuning in today for the first time, if you would, Bob, please tell people about your background and how you arrived at doing the International Forecaster.
Well, it's an unusually long story, but I'll try to keep it as brief as I can. I grew up in Boston, and I came from a poor family. I went to university. I started at night and finished during the day. And in between, I was the guest of the United States government for several years in counterintelligence. I got involved in stock brokering in 1960, and I did that for 28 years. I specialized in natural resources, particularly gold and silver, and I did that the most of my life. I was probably the largest gold-silver stock broker in the world. And when I terminated my company, I had 6,000 clients, which is very highly unusual. And I retired, and I was 52 then, and I couldn't stand it. So I had been writing once a month and doing some magazine articles and newspaper articles, so I decided to start a publication from scratch, which is the International Forecaster. So here we are 17 years later. I'm 72 years old this year. And I love doing what I'm doing.
It is pretty amazing. Some of the best information, Bob, that comes from the people that were from the inside, and they see how the mechanism and how the matrix works. In your particular expertise, you know, Wall Street, that's high finance. That's high dollar stuff. And that's what the kind of information that most people don't get. When they're watching, like these cable news network shows, and they're watching the people get up there and talk about stocks, you know, what's hot, what's not. It's almost a waste of time, because any good broker out there worth his salt, if you have a relationship with that broker and you know him to be a good, knowledgeable, and energetic person that's looking out for your best interest, you're going to get probably in 5 minutes more than you're ever going to get with the commercials and with their talking heads and the people they march in front of the cameras. I don't see the point in these financial news shows, because, well, it's the omission of the truth. It's what they're not telling you. You know, it's a dog and pony show for Wall Street.
Well, you're absolutely right, and that's what CNBC is all about. Before that, it was called FNN. It was based in Santa Monica, California. And I used to go on there probably two or three times a week on television for a number of years. And when it evolved into CNBC, it just became another sideshow. And most of the people who are involved don't have a background in finance and economics. Some of them do, but most don't. And your statement, I call it lying by omission, and that's exactly what they're up to. Another thing too is that, you know, you can tell people generally what's going on, but you really need some help from people who are willing to help you, especially people who don't have an axe to grind. And I don't receive income from anybody except the subscribers, so when people email me and they have a problem, I call them. I'm the only newsletter writer in the world that I know of that does that. And I just had two people I talked to, both women, and one of them had just lost her husband and wanted to know what to do, and another one was kind of in a pickle. And I helped them. I spent 15 minutes, a half hour on the phone with them because I think that they deserve some personal attention that they don't have to pay an arm and a leg for.
Well, obviously, your newsletter, it goes out to over 100,000 people worldwide. And what is your recidivism rate? In other words, how many of these people do you have signing up? You have these subscriptions for 1 year. What's your return rate on this? How many people sign up with you after the expiration of their newsletter?
Right now it's running about 98%, and it depends upon the market itself, the climate. And the climate within in the gold silver sphere has not been all that good for the last year. So that makes what's happening with my base subscribership extremely good, but things have been slow over the previous 2 years. And so a lot of it is the mechanism of what's going on. One of the things that's happened is that people who were 20 years old prior to 1980 don't know anything about gold and silver unless they went out and found out about it, because that was the last time that we had a bull market in gold and silver. And so if you add that onto the 25 years since then, or 26, that means that people would have to be somewhere between 45 and 50 years old to know anything about what happened. So anybody younger than that doesn't know anything about it at all. And so that's why a new market has to be created for people who don't understand. And that's why I do as many radio programs as I do, to make things as simple as possible so people can find out that there is an alternative to what Wall Street is doing, and there is an alternative to what government is trying to do to us.
Well, and it's fascinating to me. I've been watching these gold commercials on television. One in particular, I think it's Monex, where the lady comes up and she's got this pleasant smile on her face and she's fingering this gold, ounces of gold. I think they peddle Philharmonics or something, but you know, there she's sitting amongst piles of gold. And they're broadcasting and advertising to the general audiences out here that don't have a clue as to why they need to protect their portfolio or their assets. I would say 90% of those people out there don't know about the Fed Reserve. They don't really know what their dollar's worth. They have absolutely no clue as to how this economy really runs. But obviously, they must be making some business out there by doing this advertising, otherwise they wouldn't keep doing it. But it fascinates me. I think what's going on with that is that people intrinsically know something is wrong. And without knowing any facts or the reasons why they're doing it, they're just out there, and they'll call these mega brokers that will, quite frankly, sell you the moon if you'd like at the right price. But, folks, I'll tell you something. You don't have to spend a whole lot of money and to protect your assets. And we're going to tell you in the remainder of the show exactly how you can do this. We'll return with Bob Chapman here. We'll also open up the phone lines at 800-313-2680. 9443. We'll be right back.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. The basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a while since you've run a board, isn't it, Chris? And the phones are ringing nonstop. Well, keep those phone calls, letters coming, ladies and gentlemen. We're here, and we're not going anywhere. Do we have any callers? We do. Okay, do we have... Tell Henry to hang on here a second so you can type into my computer so I can start bringing some people up. Let's go through... The U.S. markets, Bob, what is going on in the markets right now?
Well, I think it's a struggle for the government to keep the market up where it is. And it's been a struggle for the last few years. They've used the Working Group on Financial Markets, which is euphemistically called the Plunge Protection Team, and it is what it is, to keep the market from plunging at any given time. It was given life in 1988. In August by Ronald Reagan through an executive order for emergencies. And of course, like so many things, it's gotten distorted. And now 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, the United States government, along with the Federal Reserve System, is in the markets in collusion with other central banks. manipulating markets. Now, they've always manipulated the markets for currencies. That's part of the function of a central bank. But they also are now doing other markets. And so they've had a hard time keeping the stock market from going down. I know it's gone up about 1,400 points, which is about 9% over the last several months. And people, I'm sure, who are in the market are excited about that. But 10% of the people in our country own 79% of the stock out there. So there's not many people participating, only those wealthy enough to do so in a big way. And as far as the other markets are concerned, the dollar until recently has been under pressure, and I think that pressure will build up again for a number of reasons, the main one being the balance of payments deficit, and it just can't continue the way it is. And, of course, the debt being incurred on and off budget by the administration publicly and presently, and, of course, the machinations of the Federal Reserve as they increase money and credit by over 14%. In the commodity markets, I think that we've had a reasonable correction, and I think the commodities are going to continue to move higher again. I think gold and silver are on the verge of moving higher again. I noticed that the Commitment of Traders report last Friday that the commercials, who are the, you might call them the insiders, so to speak, have started shorting gold again. They had liquidated about 70% of their short position, and they did the week before last incur about 25,000 net new shorts. And that's to be expected. What professionals do is they short the market on the way up, and then once it breaks, they start to cover on the way down. They seldom go long. In other words, owning the plus side of the market, their forte is shorting the market, betting that the market's going to go down. And most people don't do that, maybe less than 1% do, people being investors. So anyway, with that in mind, I think we're on our way to a move back up to the 730 area. And sooner or later, we'll challenge 850. And I think in order to catch up with inflation that has occurred over the last 26 years, that we will have to see a price in gold somewhere between $1,600 and $2,200 an ounce.
Now,
silver,
I'm sorry,
probably somewhere between 25 and 50.
Now, the Rothschilds basically set the gold market every morning. Now, what is the relation, Bob, between how they're setting and controlling the gold and silver markets out there versus what world's economies are doing? I don't care if, you know, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is at 23,000 plus. What is the relationship between them setting the gold and silver prices versus what's going on in the market here inside the United States?
Well, first of all, the market that you speak of is the London market, which has two fixes each day. Rothschild has bowed out of that market about 3 years ago. Perhaps it's two, but 2 to 3 years ago. So they no longer run the London gold bullion market. The significance of that market is its physical, as opposed to all of these futures markets that we see throughout the world, the main ones being the COMEX and the CBOT, both of which do commodities, and that includes gold as well as silver. And as far as the relationship to the stock market and the economy, there isn't any. There isn't a great deal. The basis for the upside in gold and silver at this stage is inflation, and later it will be deflation.
All right, let's explore the I'm sometimes foggy on the subject of deflation versus inflation. And when we get back from the break, we'll roll the calls at 800-313-9443. But I'd like you to clarify that. I was always kind of fuzzy on that, Bob. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
KU Band Satellite is here. RBN is now offering a brand new way to hear your favorite programs. Listening to RBN via satellite is easy on the ears. Clean digital audio combined with consistently reliable reception anywhere in North America. KU utilizes a 30-inch dish and receiver similar to the equipment the subscription satellite TV services use. In fact, this satellite receiver also picks up a lot of television and music channel programming, even other talk radio networks. All of this with absolutely no monthly subscription fees, ever. Take advantage of our introductory offer and order your KU Dish receiver today for only $149 plus shipping and handling, and begin enjoying our highest quality audio available 365 days a year. Visit our website, www.rbnlive.com, for more information, or call 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Clean, consistent, and affordable.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Inflation versus deflation. Mr. Chapman, please explain to this deadhead here on the other end of this microphone, what exactly does that mean?
Well, inflation is basically a monetary phenomenon. Inflation occurs when the central bank of a country increases money supply and credit available to the banking system in excess of what they should be. And that usually happens when an economy is not doing well to make it do well. And that's how inflation is created. There's a lot of manifestations, like increased wages and increased prices and so on. And during that period of time, gold and silver and sometimes commodities rise in value to keep up with the denigration of the value of currency. Now, inflation is something which is gauged by the Bureau of Labor Statistics each month. It's called the CPI, or the Consumer Price Index. Unfortunately, in the early 1980s, they decided to change that. And officially in 1986, they started to use something called substitution and hedonics. And basically, that was cooking the books. So the inflation figures that we get from the United States government and other central banks are doing that as well. Those figures are incorrect. Inflation's not 3.4%. By my calculations, it's over 10%. And it's interesting that myself and a few others have been talking about this for the last 6 years. And finally, some of the mainstream economists and analysts are saying that inflation is really around 8.4% on average. And so we're finally getting some professionals to catch on. The problem with the professionals that they work for, brokerage houses, corporations, insurance companies, and they're not supposed to put out bad news. They're not supposed to tell people that inflation is 6 or 8 or 10 or 12%, whatever it is. They're supposed to tell people that it is what the government says it is. And, of course, the government is not telling the truth. As a matter of fact, the government lies about almost all of their statistics, whether they're from the BLS or from the Commerce Department. So that said, gold and silver have been climbing in value since late in the year 2000. And incidentally, in April of 2000, in the first week of the month, we got all of our subscribers out of the stock market, and they switched to gold and silver-related assets, and I've been recommending that ever since. Anyway, that's the inflation side, and that's why I think that gold and silver can go substantially higher just on a catch-up basis on the value of the depreciation that has occurred via this inflation. Now, when we reach some kind of an apex somewhere in the future of inflation, and inflation stops and it begins to go down, that's when we begin deflation. And that's when commodities and silver go down along with everything else. Not as much, but they go down with everything else. Gold will go down, but only slightly, because gold is real money. Gold is value. It's been that way for 7,000-8,000 years, and it's not going to change. No matter what central bankers think, fiat currencies always get driven out by value, and that value is gold. So when you have a deflation, the value of things goes down 60, 70, 80, 90%. That's what happened during the Depression during the 1930s. And it's also significant, even though in 1934 and 5 the government collected all the gold it could get its hands on, gold shares still traded, and they did phenomenally. A Homestake went from $36 to $636 a share, which is a giant gain. So the gold, both gold, the coins, the shares, are the antithesis of deflation. In other words, they hold their value. And as other things go down in value, plant, equipment, commercial buildings, retail, residential homes, et cetera, as they go down, these preposterous numbers, gold will not go down like that.
All right. Let's go to the phones here. First up on the block, Henry in Connecticut. Hello, Henry. Henry, are you there? Oh, he's... Henry, are you there? Okay. All right, we lost him. 800-313-9443. Can you tell Hubert he's got to have the phone back? Okay. All right, fine. 800-313-9443. Any questions that you have? And, folks, I'm on a learning curve along with you out there in the radio land. I've been reading the International Forecaster for a while now, but I'm starting to understand U.S. economy. I'm starting to understand world economies, how they intermix with each other and how they react to each other. So you also can be, well, on that learning curve. You can get a copy of the International Forecaster. And if you make any purchases through Republic Trading Group, we will make sure that you get a year's subscription. You have to call and talk to either Jeff Bennett or Robbie Noel. There's a few stipulations there. You can't call up and buy $10 worth of silver and get a newsletter that's valued, undervalued, I should say, at $129.95. Bob, what did somebody tell you one time what your newsletter should sell for?
Well, I've had several experts in the field who wanted to fulfill on the newsletter, and we've never done that. But they contend that the inferred value is $500 a year. And there's one fellow who specializes in newsletters that's a professional writer as well. He told me the same thing 15 years ago. But I've chosen not to do that, and the reason why is this. I came from very humble surroundings, and even though I had an enormously successful life in the business world, the people who need help are the people who don't have a lot of money. And so I've geared it to keep the price down so that the everyday person can afford the publication, and I try to make things as simple as possible so that they can understand. I guess you might call me a teacher, and so I get great joy out of that, and I like helping people, but particularly people who can't get help elsewhere or just can't afford it. And, of course, we do have many, many subscribers who are extremely wealthy, and everybody gets treated the same way. But I keep the price down because I want the little guy to be able to afford it.
Well, and you're a man after my own heart. I mean, whether people are making purchases of products through this network or they're dealing with a subsidiary to the network, Republic Trading Group, I did something, Bob, that was unheard of in the metals market out there. And why I say that is I sit back and I watch all the gold and silver traders out there. And, of course, they have their little cook rooms. You know, they have their brokers, their hungry brokers on the phones, whether you're calling them or they're calling off of somebody else's stolen database, which is ironic to me. The way these guys operate is just absolutely unethical, immoral. I would consider it illegal, but it's standard practice in the business, how everybody else steals everybody else's leads. But I sat and I watched this, and I watched how they operate. And they get a person that calls in. Well, a broker is only going to be awarded so much of a percentage of the sale, and the rest goes to the house, so to speak. And so it behooves the broker to try to milk, if I can use that term, as much as he possibly can out of a prospective client, and whether it's selling him overpriced coins or I don't want to knock the collectible markets out there, because if you know what you're doing and you got a good broker on collectible coins, you can actually make money on it, but you got to know what you're doing in that. Many people have been duped before on it, where you get a coin that the broker will tell you, oh, this is what it's valued at, and they'll show you flow charts. Well, this is what this particular coin has done in the last couple of years. You need to jump on board. But the bottom line is that they will try to max any sale and get as much money as they can out of that client so they can take their percentage and stick it in their back pocket. Now, after watching this for more than 10 years, this is why I say I'm a man after you, is that the person out there that is not walled with money, doesn't have bags of the stuff laying under their bed, these are the people that need the help the most. These are the people that, if they're going to move into gold or silver, for literally survival, this has always been my aspect to this, Bob, literally to take and get rid of what they don't need right now, or sell off their toys that they don't use that often. In other words, get some liquidity, move into the metals market, and that you're going to get a great return off of. And I've watched this, and I've watched it go time after time after time. That's why when I started Republic Trading Group, I told the brokers, I said absolutely positively, never, ever, no more than 10% on any deal. And a lot of deals, depending on the amount, I mean, we've had people, clients that walked in with a $500,000, a $250,000, $750,000, or $1,000,000. And those people are going to shop pretty hard. You know, you have a broker out there in La La Land is not going to get 30, 40% out of that client. They're not going to put 30 or 40,000 in their own pocket while the house gets, you know, 300,000 in commissions. And I've instructed these guys, when people call us, that you make sure that this the person out there is serviced and they're serviced correctly. I put the standards in there that these people are not going to get ripped off. That's why I'm telling you, Bob. I'm a man after your heart, because I've come from humble beginnings. You came from humble. Well, I'm still in humble land here, but I came from humble beginnings, and I just could not see. And it used to turn my stomach how a lot of these brokers and a lot of these companies out there will absolutely just rip people off. And basically that's why I started RTG. I mean, just to give the people, the public out there, a break.
Well, the same thing goes on in the stock market, only much worse. They don't have rooms that they work out of. They have little offices and alcoves. But it's relatively the same. And how I avoided that was that starting many years ago, I started speaking at conferences, and I did that for, I don't know, 35 years. And so I got a lot of clients that way and ultimately a lot of subscribers that way. And so that was my approach rather than doing those kinds of things on the phone. In other words, I really was a professional money raiser, and 99% of my accounts as a broker were discretionary, which was highly, highly unusual. Not many brokers ever get that kind of number of discretionary accounts. And for a number of years, I owned my own firm as well. But switching over to coins, my first coin was the equivalent today of the MS64 St. Gaudens $20 gold piece, and I paid $47 for that in 1960, and I still have it. And I am a great believer, personally, in numismatic coins. I like them very much.
All right, let's go back to the phones here. Henry in Connecticut, you're back.
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Yes, hi. All right, I have two questions for Chapman. Oh, by the way, I want to let you know, while he was talking about the consumer price index and stuff, then there was some fade of distortion or something, and I think it was deliberate.
Okay.
But I want to ask Mr. Chapman a couple of things. One is this. Have you heard of the book Technical Analysis of Stock Trends by Robert D. Edwards and John McGee, M-A-G-E-E?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, because I was thinking about buying that book, even though it's expensive. Supposedly.
Yeah, McGee has been writing for years. I had another one of his books. And I used to do a lot of technical analysis. I started in the mid-1960s, and it used to work pretty well. The problem that you run into today is that when you have governments manipulating markets, they do so knowing that there are millions of people out there who are watching the cycles and the waves and the charts. So okay. What they do, the government, is they go into the market waiting for you to look for that breakout or breakdown or whatever it is, and they just hammer you. And
they just what? Now
there's nothing you can do about it.
They just what?
And they've really destroyed the technical aspects of the market.
You said they hammer it? What was the word you used?
Yeah, hammer. It means that, let's say that, we'll use a stock as an example.
Okay.
At $80 a share, it's a former high. Then the stock breaks out to $84 or $5 a share. Normally, you would think it was a clean breakout.
Mm-hmm.
And let's say it's a gold stock.
Mm-hmm.
And the government has been in the market manipulating the gold shares, there's no question. Mm-hmm. And so the plunge protection team might come in on that particular stock and just start selling, shorting the stock. So they're hammering it with a hammer, trying to drive it back down below 80, which usually they are successful in doing. And the fellow that bought the stock at 82 or 83 on a breakout, he's very unhappy.
Now, when they hammer it, what do they do? By buying it or what?
No, they're selling it.
They're selling
it. In that case, they wanted it to go back down again because they didn't want that gold stock to go higher.
Okay, so they would buy
gold bullion.
Right, so they would buy millions of dollars of this particular stock without taxpayers' money and then dump it back into the market.
Yes, exactly. Only they use the Exchange Stabilization Fund, which is a subsidiary or branch of the U.S. Treasury. And as far as I know, they have about something in the order of $500 to $600 billion in there. And then the Federal Reserve does the same thing, but they do it differently. What they do is they go in what they call the repo market, and they buy government securities from banks, and they credit the bank's accounts. But they made the money up that they're crediting the accounts with out of thin air.
Uh-huh.
And so that money is credited to the banks. Now, they have 21 dealers, and they tell the banks to give the money to the dealers.
Right.
With the dealers. J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, Citicorp, et cetera.
Right.
And so they have a call every morning at 7:30, and they tell these agents what they want them to do with the money. Which market are we going to rig today? And that's the way it works.
All right. Hold on, Henry, 1 second. If you have any follow-up.
I do.
Okay, we've got to take this break here.
Okay.
We'll be right back with Mr. Robert Chapman if you'd like to join us online. Folks, here's your opportunity to talk to one of the world's foremost experts in commodities, markets, and so on. 800-313-9443. If you had to pay for this guy's time, you couldn't afford it. We'll be right back.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Obviously, something serious is going on, politically, economically, geologically, and environmentally. And how you prepare for those changes will determine your well-being in the very near future. Now, whether you're preparing for your family, your business, or your country, the Survival Center has the knowledge and experience to assist you in those decisions. Survival Center is America's premier supplier of family preparedness, health, and survival supplies with over 33 years of continuous operation. Now, you can start preparing with just knowledge, and that's why the Survival Center is offering a book. It's called Basic Preparedness, and it's just $19.95 plus shipping and handling. And it'll teach you about the four basics of survival: food, water, medical, and shelter. And when you order that book, you'll also get a free Survival Center catalog. Contact us today so we can help you prepare for whatever comes your way. Call us toll-free at 1-800-321-2900 or online at www.survivalcenter.com.
Okay, we are back. Henry in Connecticut, did you have a follow-up for my guest?
Yes, hello?
Yes.
Yeah, hello? Okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, one of the things I was going to say is that you're not necessarily advising people not put money in any stocks at all, I mean, other than the gold and silver stocks, even though they're doing very well, as well as palladium, because I look at something like Porsche, and they seem to be doing pretty well.
Well, there's a lot of companies that are doing well out there. Corporate profits for the last 4 years of, well, depending upon whose numbers you look at.
Okay.
Some of them have profits up 13%. Some of them have S&P profits up 18.5%. There has never been a period in time when earnings have done so well. But, of course, the market was coming off a 7286 Dow bottom, and it took it a long time to recover. And this still may well be a bull run in a bear market, and I still think it is.
Yeah, I
agree
with you.
The same thing happened in 1932.
Yeah, right. We're being heading forward towards some kind of crash. All right, one final thing, and I'm going to hang up, and you'll answer it after I hang up. Can you give all the different reasons, let's say, for why a stock would go up? I mean, one of them is saying that the company could manipulate it, but the other thing, why it would go up or down, and I'm going to hang up if it's just five different things or six different things, and I'll let you go. What's it? John, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Henry.
Okay, bye.
All right. Bob?
Well, the first thing is, and this is why, stocks go up, unfortunately, but it should be why stocks go up, and that is earnings. And if a company perpetually goes up in earnings 15% a year, it can usually demand a price-earnings ratio of somewhere between 20 and 30 times earnings. In this day and age, companies that are doing that are selling around 22 times earnings. Historically, stocks have averaged 14.5 times earnings. There has been times when price-earnings ratios have been far higher. Go back to 1968, Polaroid was 150 times earnings, and so on. But earnings are a very important factor. The second thing would be, where does this company stand in its peer group? In other words, if it makes automobiles, do they have excellent sales, a good bottom line, et cetera, et cetera? And that's the second thing. In other words, you want to try to pick out the company that within the group that's going to do the best, and without saying that the group as a whole will do well because of better earnings and perhaps a better market. But those are the true strongest things. I would say the third thing would be finances and what is the current ratio, and that is short-term debt to short-term cash. And if you have a 2-to-1 cash ratio, that's pretty good. And if it's higher than that, that's even better. You don't find much of that today because most companies are taking the money that they are making, and they are usually playing the derivatives market, or they're buying their own stock back. And that's another factor that really never came into play until the last several years.
All right, Bob, we're going to take the break. We're going to take the break here. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes with the second hour of the National Intel Report, and we invite your calls for my guest today, Mr. Robert Chapman, at 800-313-9443. We'll take this short break. We'll be right back. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take home.